أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had bestowed upon us tawfiq, that we sit down here and we discuss the great revelation, Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, the living miracle that is between us. As we said, the Holy Qur'an is the knowledge of Allah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Holy Qur'an is so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to break it down, bring it down in order for us to understand. Not only bring it down, but also bring it in a 23-year span of revelation. However, there was one station that is the greatest, and he could receive all of that. Let me kind of give you a quick example before we get into the verse. Al-Kafirun, Surah Al-Kafirun, inshaAllah ta'ala. A lot of times when you generate electricity and you would like, for instance, to lit a city, you can't plug the house into that huge electrical supply. Why? Because it is so huge that it will burn everything up. Therefore, what the electricians do, they make it smaller and smaller and smaller, and then they distribute it to the house, to the houses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nur of samawati wal ard. Allahu nur samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest energy. He is the energy of every existence. If you would like to discuss a mundane term, that is. Allahu nur samawati wal ard. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge is also that light for all of the existence. It is His knowledge is the one that gives us life. Al-ilmu nur. Al-ilm hayat. Knowledge is living, is life. So, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring this knowledge, He needs a location that is huge. That huge heart is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His knowledge to the angels, and the angels such as Gabriel, the archangel Gabriel salamullahi alayhi, brings the Holy Quran in one span, in one unit, all to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, with his own words, his own tongue that is, he reveals the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught him, and he brought it to us. Among these chapters is Surah Al-Kafirun. Surah Al-Kafirun is among the chapters that begins with Qul, or called the Qalaqil. And we have discussed three. This is the fourth one. Then inshallah we have one more, and that is Surah Al-Jinn. Surah Al-Jinn, the genies, inshallah ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul ya ayyuha al-kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun, ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. This chapter is said that it is so huge that it equals 1/4 of the Holy Quran. We have discussed this in previous sessions that the Holy Quran's chapters, surah, is just like the elements of the dunya. Of course, an example that I'm giving. If you have to put several elements right next to each other, such as an ounce of iron, an ounce of copper, an ounce of silver, an ounce of gold, an ounce of uranium, for instance, and you discuss this one to the businessman, you know that they give different prices to these. An ounce of iron or copper, for instance, he said, well, how much is it going to cost? Pennies? But an ounce of silver, no, it costs. An ounce of gold is a lot more. Same thing. These chapters of the Holy Quran are different in weights. They have different in thawab and rewards. Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad Al-Ikhlas worth 1/3 of the Holy Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha worth 2/3 of the Holy Quran. Surah Qul Ya Ayyuha Al-Kafirun weighs 1/4 of the Holy Quran. And so for the rest, they have their own weight. Imam Sadiq, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever read Surah Qul Ya Ayyuha Al-Kafirun and Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad and any one of this of his fariḍa. Fariḍa means wajib prayer. Morning prayer, noon prayer, asr prayer, and so forth. These are wajib prayer. In any one of the wajib prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive not only him, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his parents, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive also his children. So it seems like it is one of the greatest cleaning agents of the spirit, not only for you, for us, but also for the close surroundings. It is a great surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again began with saying قُلْ, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, with his greatest honesty and loyalty, he came and told the people, قُلْ, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. Now, as a miracle, once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi that go tell those kafirs that you will not join our faith, and I am not going to join yours. You are not going to accept our wavelength of thoughts of beliefs, and we are not going to accept your wavelength of thoughts and beliefs. So therefore, there is no place for hypocrisy. There is no place for playing around. You have your own faith and I have mine. Now why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got this verse? And why these repetitions? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats things? We know that one of the ways of repeating things is for attention. For instance, why Allahu Akbar in the adhan is 4 times and the rest are 2? Because we need that 4 times in order to let the span of attention opens up a lot more than the rest. So therefore, in the adhan, there's 4 times Allahu Akbar. So it'll reach more people. So more people will suddenly hit them that it is time for the prayer. But let's see here why that is one of the things. Another thing is because of a question. Now, inshallah ta'ala, let's see why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating. It is said in the hadith that the kuffar of Mecca, they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, saying, Ya Rasulullah, you consider yourself Rasulullah, why don't we do this? You worship our God, or, you know, 1 year, and we worship your God 1 year. And then you worship our God 1 year, and we will worship your God 1 year. Astaghfirullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, you know, you go tell them, I am going to disassociate. We are going to disassociate ourselves from you. Force begins with Rasulullah, and we took him as a lesson in our lives. Say to those kafirs, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Now, what does the meaning of a kafir? Now, I know that in English, the word kafir means blaspheme. You blaspheme. However, in Arabic, the word kafir means the one that covers the seed. The farmer is called a kafir because he takes a seed, he puts it in the ground. It's not a bad word. He puts the seed in the ground and then he covers it, then he gives it water, so later on it grows and it comes out and it'll be a tree or a plant or something. Something, inshallah, useful we eat. However, sometimes it has also been used to cover the truth. So this is where it comes into the picture. Some of these people, they take the truth, they hide it in the ground, they cover it up. They thought that that's it, we covered it. Ya subhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling them al-kafir. It is a polite word. They are farmers, but they are covering the truth. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُ. Go say to those kafirs, لَا أَعْبُدُ. I am not going to worship. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. Whatever you worship. SubhanAllah, what were they worshipping? It's amazing what Ahl Mecca, the people of Mecca at that time, they were worshipping. At the time of the year, Zaman al-Jahiliyyah, prior to Rasulullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi came in order to wash these hocus-pocus ideologies. SubhanAllah. What they were doing, some of them, of course, they were worshipping these statues with a bunch of names. Yaghuth wa Ya'uq wa Nisra wa Hubal wa Lat wa Uzza and so forth. There was about 360 different gods over there. And it even said, now they taught us at school a long time ago, that even sometimes what they were doing is they were making a god out of dates. In a form of a human being, for instance. And they were worshipping and worshipping and worshipping until they were getting hungry. And once they were getting hungry, then, of course, it's time to eat. And what could they eat? They could eat dates. So they were eating dates. Yes, subhanAllah. Now, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling his Rasul, tell these kafirs, La a'budu ma ta'budu. And even if you say that you are coming to worship our God, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not coming to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. Now, why again repeat it? وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدُ مَا عَبَدُ. Because they repeated it twice. When they came and they said, Ya Rasulullah, seems like, let us compromise. Seems like religion to them is kind of fun and game. Let's play around. Let's have some fun. You know, a little bit you worship my God, a little bit I worship you God. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. What is the difference between the two? There is a great difference. Your gods, the small g that is, number one, they are created. Number two, they do not have any powers. Number three, they cannot even defend themselves. Ya subhanAllah, you made them. Our Lord, God, Allah, is the creator of this humongous cosmos with all of its powers that is inside. Allahu Nurus, Allahu Khaliq al-Samawati wal-Ard. He is the creator. So there is no comparison. So there is no fun and games that they're saying, come and let's worship one time. So anyway, they repeat it. That say, you worship our God one time, we worship your God one time, and you worship our God one time, we worship your God one time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, tell them that I am not going to worship your God, and nor you are going to worship my God. Then, once again, because of the repetition, وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَعْبَدٌ, and I am not going to, even in the future, worship your God, nor you are going to worship my God. Therefore, لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, you have your own religion, and I have my own religion. لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, for you is your religion, and mine is my religion. So here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is saying that there is no common denominator. There is nothing whatsoever that joins us in what you call worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that that will never ever be connected. There is no such a thing as me worshiping yours, you worshiping mine. Seems like it's one of those miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling these particular kafirs that they themselves will not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in the future. Repetition, as I said, one of the issues of repetition is because you would like to pull the attention. One of the issues for repetition is for assurance, ta'keed. When you want to assure something, you say, no, he did it. Yes, he did it. That repetition means that you're assuring that he did such a thing. And the third one, as I said, because they have repeated it, as the historically speaking. So, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he repeated just like they did. So the reason for bringing this verse is Quraysh came to Rasulullah saying that you worship our gods a year and we worship your God 1 year, and then you worship our God 1 year. See, they're repeating themselves. And we worship your God 1 year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also repeated just as they were saying. But once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his greatest eloquence, shut them all up. We seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask him, and we say, Ya Allah, open our hearts to understand your gleaming words. Let ourselves be closer and closer to you through the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.